Hi, everyone. This is Christine Mattis, the owner of the Mattis Law Group. And this is our podcast where we always like to connect our clients to our valuable resources in the community and hopefully spread some education and some value to what's around us. Today, we are so honored to have Eric Gladsner and Erica Casablanca. They are just fantastic people. I've met with them, spoke to them, and found about just finding out about their passion and their mission in life. Eric Gladsner, he is supervisor of instruction for Alpha, Harbor, and the Gateway Schools. And Erica Casablanca, she is a STEM lab teacher at the Gateway School. Erica also leads the marketing team for Alpha, Harbor, and Gateway Schools. Erica, thank you for being on the show. Please welcome. We're just so thrilled that you have the time to spend and share your knowledge with our listeners. I have all these burning questions that I want to ask you, but I didn't know if, Eric, that you wanted to maybe describe more about yourself and what you do and you know, your mission.
Sure. Well, Christine, I've been working for Alpha, Harbor, and Gateway Schools. I just finished off my first year here. I've worked in special education for about 17 years, so it's always been my passion. And I just recently moved to Harbor and Alpha and Gateway Schools to kind of start off a new journey in my life, which I've been loving so much over the past year. Great schools to work with, great administration. The owners are just wonderful to work with, and I'm really just excited. But really, my mission in life is always been to work and help students with special needs. It's really been that simple. That's been my passion for my entire career.
Oh, that's great. And Erica?
Hi, yeah. I've been working with children with special needs since I was 16 years old. I've had lots of different experiences. I taught in a different school for 7 years, and I came to Gateway about 4 years ago. I really do love working with the students, and I got the opportunity to be the STEM lab facilitator for Gateway, which opened up about 2 years ago. It's a great different way to teach the students, especially students with special needs, and I think it's awesome that they opened up this STEM lab for them. And I just recently this year started the lead marketing team for all three schools.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you mentioned three schools. Can you tell a little bit more about them and where they're located?
Yes, all three schools are in New Jersey. They are located in Alphas in Jackson. We have Harbor in Eatontown, and then we have the Gateway School in Carteret, New Jersey. And all of our schools are dedicated to helping students with learning, social, language, and behavioral challenges. Our dedication, it opens us up to a wide range of disabilities, such as specific learning disabilities, autistic spectrum disorder, multiple disabilities, traumatic brain injuries, behavioral disorders, and other health impairments. Our schools provide support in areas like life skills, transition, community-based instruction, mental health and psychiatric services, and therapies such as counseling, speech, physical therapy, and occupational therapy.
We've been a leader in special education since 1980. As you had mentioned, we are a network of three special education schools, but we're under the umbrella of RKS Associates. And we do serve students that range in ages 5 through 21. And really our mission is to empower our students with the skills for life, work, and recreation as well. Here at Alpha Gateway and Harbor School, we truly believe that every individual is entitled to a full and meaningful life and really has the potential to contribute to this, to a better world. So now I'll let Erica, she'll start talking about our curriculum.
Yes, our curriculum is a very vast curriculum. It is not only academical, but it's academic. It's also functional. It's based on the New Jersey Student Learning Standards. We have instruction that is differentiated to fit each individual learning styles of our students. Our dedicated staff, they use hands-on multi-sensory approach to ensure that they reach each child. Our reading programs, we not only provide online resources like unique learning systems or reading A through Z, but highly sequenced programs such as Edmark or Wilson. In our math instruction, we include functional and advanced math skills, and we use manipulatives and hands-on experiential instruction in order to reach each student. In my classroom, to be specific, the state-of-the-art STEM lab at Gateway that started up 2 years ago, the students use project-based learning to explore their creativity in order to solve answer real-life problems. This is what I was talking about. This new lab, it's a new way to teach students with special needs, and it's really exciting. The lab features 6 computers with over 100 different softwares. We have kits and technology equipment, and it covers 60 content areas that our students use in order to create and explore these projects and challenges. With so many choices, our students have the opportunity to shape learning around their own interests, and they're even able to explore a topic more in depth if they choose to. While creating the projects, they are also learning how to make choices, how to communicate, solve problems, and build on next generation skills. Our lab is connected to grade level and content standards, and some of the students' areas that the students explore: scientific data analysis, circuitry, mechanics and structures, computer graphics, alternative energy, software engineering, and robotics.
Christine, all 3 of our schools, we also use the most cutting edge assistive technology. So in the classroom, you'll see students using ACC devices. It's an augmentative and alternative communication device. You'll also see our students using iPads, and both the students and the teachers, they use Mimio boards, which are interactive whiteboards. And at 2 of our schools, we even have humanoid robots. Alpha has a robot named Alphabot, very appropriate. And Harbor has a robot named Sheldon. And basically, they interact with the children that enhances their academic and therapeutic instruction. And in the classroom, the teachers can choose from over 50 different activities, games, and even dances that really bring excitement into the learning process. So all 3 of our schools also recognize the importance of independent living and life skills, to kind of switch gears a little bit here. So that's why our curriculum does also incorporate activities of daily living. Our students practice cooking, doing laundry, as well as self-care. Anytime you'll visit the school or walk through the hallway, you'll see students practicing brushing their teeth, grooming, and other basic hygiene practices as well. What's really neat also is that each school is equipped with what we call an ADL room. I don't know if you're familiar with that at all, but that's an activities of daily living facility. And that's really where students could practice all of these skills. In that room, you'll find a full kitchen, a washing machine, and even a dryer. So it's really great for the students to practice those skills.
Fantastic. Fantastic. It's so impressive when I hear that. But I did want to go back, Eric and Erica, you did say, speaking of transition, I mean, you had used that word. Can you go over again how the process works and, you know, what are some options for students, you know, when they graduate?
Yeah, we also prepare our students for the future by teaching pre-vocational skills. And really, especially as the students become adolescence and near transition, this is how our curriculum is kind of moves towards this life skills training. Students are exposed to on-site pre-vocational skills and through various activities and businesses throughout the school. Now, in the classroom, students are engaging in pre-vocational tasks. They do packaging and assembly. They also do collating and sorting. And actually, at Harbor and Alpha School, we have a career ed classroom. It's kind of set up like a small entrepreneurial business. In there, the students make photograph mugs, they embroider napkins, bags and t-shirts, and they also design special occasion cards. And when they're doing these activities, they're not only learning essential business skills, but they're also learning the softer skills, which in my own opinion, I think are the more important skills, because they really are the ones that are transferable to any career or any job. And lastly, you know, I want to just talk about community-based instruction, which is also known as CBI. And basically what CBI is it really teaches our students to generalize the knowledge that they learn in the classroom out into different community environments. During CBI, they'll learn skills in employment, community activities, and recreation. Our students also are learning academics in these authentic settings outside of the school. And our students also, as part of CBI, they participate in what's called a structured learning experience. It's an SLE, another acronym that I'm using here. And in this program, the students are placed at various off-campus work sites. But really, whether our students are visiting community environments, they go to the grocery store, restaurants, and over the summer, they even go to the beach. They're learning valuable instruction that they could use in similar environments outside of the school. They could also use these skills as they transition into adult living and the world of work.
Wow. I mean, that's probably a lot that parents may not even consider, but are so vital. So, you know, you mentioned earlier that you serve students with behavioral disorders. How do your schools manage behaviors when they arise?
Sure. Our schools encourage healthy social behaviors too, by promoting appropriate and social interactions and interpersonal skills that are essential for them to succeed in any environment. Our teachers and staff members reinforce positive social interactions by giving students the opportunity to practice social skills through various social interactions and activities, both inside the classroom and out in the community. Our students work on skills such as anger management, taking turns, maybe giving compliments to one another, apologizing, and dealing with their emotions and others' emotions as well. The Alpha and Harbor schools, they have after-school social skill program to provide students who require additional help as well. At these programs, the students are able to interact with peers in a safe environment, and they participate in structured cooperative team-building activities such as peer relationships, conversational skills, eye contact, body language, cooperative play skills, assertive skills, conflict resolution, empathy, and their emotions.
Well, Christine, we definitely serve some of the most challenging students who present various behavior disorders. Because of that, we do provide an assortment of behavior management services or therapies. We really approach behaviors from many different angles and with many different supports. Now, each school employs an on-site certified school social worker, as well as a board certified behavior analyst, also known as a BCBA. Our social workers, they provide students with individual and group counseling. Now, during these counseling sessions, our students are able to express themselves in a safe environment. They also receive positive social skills reinforcement during these counseling sessions. Now, likewise, the BCBA will provide for students who may require behavioral-based interventions. The BCBA will work with teachers, they'll work with the staff, and they'll also work with families. And what they're really trying to do is help reduce or eliminate behaviors in our school setting. Alpha Harbor and Gateway Schools, they also manage behaviors through nonviolent behavior management systems. Now, Alpha School uses a behavior management system called Handle with Care. And Harbor and Gateway Schools, they use a behavior management system called Crisis Prevention and Intervention Services, or CPI. All of these programs, intervention programs, are safe and non-harmful for both our staff and students. They're really designed to help the staff provide the best possible care and safety for our students during their most disruptive moments. Now, the goal is to find positive ways of dealing with crises so they can result in less traumatic experiences. And really how this is done is by recognizing the early signs that a student is headed for a crisis. So at this point, what our staff can do is intervene before any of the behaviors really escalate. Now, each school does have a permanent crisis team, and what they'll do is provide an immediate response to any problem in the school at the earliest stages.
Gateway and Harbor Schools offer school-based child psychiatric services by collaborating with Rutgers University Behavior Healthcare, also known as UBHC. Through this program, a mental health clinician works collaboratively with a psychiatrist to develop behavior plans, monitor student progress, advise teachers to support the positive mental health of all of our students. UBHC works with Gateway and Harbor schools in order to develop prevention and intervention strategies, which creates a healthy learning environment. And it allows us to better address the mental health and psychiatric needs of some of our more developmentally challenged students. This service is at no charge to our families, and students and families can receive medical management, crisis intervention, and individual and family counseling.
So, Eric and Erica, thank you. How can parents reach you? What's the best way?
Well, as I mentioned at the beginning, if parents want to learn more about our schools or get more detailed information, I encourage them to visit one or all three of our websites, or they can give us a call. So Alpha School's website is www.alphaschool.com, or they can call us at 732-370-1150. Harbor School's website is www.harborschool.com, or they can give us a call at 732-544-9394. And lastly, Gateway School's website is www.thegatewayschool.com, and they can give us a call at 732-541-4400.
Thank you so much. Everyone, this was Eric Glasner, Supervisor of Instruction for the Alpha, Harbor, and Gateway Schools. And we also had Erica Casablanca, STEM Lab teacher at the Gateway School, and who also leads the marketing team for the Alpha, Harbor, and Gateway School. It really was a fantastic experience. All the information you both provided, I just know there's so much value that our clients are taking away from this, and we really appreciate your time. And everyone, this was Christine Mattis. Thank you for listening to our podcast, and we'll be having more shows. But thank you again.